Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about how well do you receive? When someone gives you a compliment, do you bat it away or welcome it with open arms? Do you find yourself giving a lot but not getting much in return? Are you longing to find more love and acceptance in your life and struggling to know how? Learn how to be more open to receiving as we begin our month focusing on All You Need Is Love. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Happy February, everyone. First thing I'd like you to do is take some time to evaluate how January went. We're already in the second month of the year, and it's important to keep track of how you're doing. Life happens, you might need to shift priorities, but remember to be accountable. Did you achieve what you wanted to in January? Do you need support in any way? Would it benefit you to delegate anything that needs to be done? Take some time, look the month over, and make any course corrections that you need to as we begin February. I don't want you at the end of this year or November or December say, hey, where did the time go? As I've been thinking about this, I'm toying with having the podcast twice a month, doing 2 or 3 episodes as opposed to 4 or 5. That would make a huge difference. So maybe every other Tuesday until we move and I have the time, I definitely plan on doing full month. So maybe instead of taking a July break, I do 2 episodes that month and 2 episodes in December instead of taking 6 weeks off both times. So that's where I am now. Until then, we're still going to plan on having complete months, but just wanted to keep you updated about my thought process. A reminder that the 21-day clutter challenge will begin February 7th. Not too late to sign up. You just go 21-day challenge and go to Reawaken Your Brilliance. You'll be able to sign up there. It's free, and there's also a $25 paid version. You can go ahead and check that out. Might do that later in the year. We'll see how this first one goes. This is a new thing that I wanted to try out. Today's episode was inspired because I've been a giver most of my life, and I did not know how to receive very well. I did a lot of personal work that definitely helped with that, but truly meeting my husband was the thing that had to happen to really shift that. We are both givers by nature, and I really believe for both of us that we finally were paired with someone that gave as much as we did, and so that allowed us to receive more. I mean, some of the things my husband's so kind that he'd do, I had to be, wow, thank you, and be open to that, where in the past, I probably would have shut that down. And so that for me was a shifting to really be able to embrace receiving. And it's not just romantic. I had to learn how to receive help from friends. In the past, it was really difficult for me to ask for help. I've gotten much better. I wouldn't have been able to ask for help. You know, I think I shared maybe that my BFF, Cottie, knows me so well that she was said when we had to put Athena down, she's like, can you talk? And called me and kind of talked me through before everything had to happen, and was very helpful because she knew I couldn't ask for support because I was so upset, but she knew me well enough and she'd experienced that. She's like, let's talk. So I didn't know how to express really well when I needed support and I couldn't receive that. I was also pretty bad at accepting a compliment. And what I didn't realize is that that turned people off. And not only that, and it comes across just not so great. And it was me being humble. It wasn't any other thing. And I didn't know how to receive it. I didn't know how to receive a compliment well. And it didn't allow me to recognize my own awesomeness. People are saying, hey, this is really groovy about you. And I just put up my hands. Where have you not been able to receive? Think about that for a moment. Is anything coming immediately to mind? Not being able to receive can cause clutter. If you aren't open to support and help, you might not be able to heal, and that can create spiritual clutter. You can't receive praise, and then you might not share your gifts with the world because you don't understand how groovy your gifts are, and then you don't share them. If you can't receive love, that can create emotional clutter, such as sadness and depression. And in turn, that creates health clutter. If you can't receive, you might not be getting paid what you're worth at work, and that's creating financial clutter. I know so many people who don't value themselves. See many times in groups, hey, how can I ask for a raise? Or, oh, I don't know if I'm worth it. Or if you're a business person, oh, I don't know if I'm charging too much for my services. How do you think not being able to receive has caused clutter in your life? As I was writing this episode and thinking about it, I think for me, it comes down to not being able to receive love. We're just talking about receiving in general, but it's really about love. Receiving allows you to start to open your heart to love. And then the rest, like things such as compliments, being able to receive gifts, able to receive support, will fall into place. Why can't we receive love? You had childhood trauma. Of course, that's going to make sense. You're protecting your heart. And this doesn't have to be major abuse. You could suffer from bullying. I want to do an episode about bullying. I think that's really important. My husband was bullied so much as a child, he quit school at 12. Now, he was fortunate. He was able to go back, get his GED, go to community college. But that really impacted the rest of his life. And I think you have one thing that you can have one major event in life, or even not so much, but it affects you, and then it changes a complete trajectory of your life. And also because of abuse, you expect love to be associated with pain in some way. And you might not even be aware of this, but then something happens and it triggers you. The walls go up, the wall around the heart, the hands, all that goes up. And of course, you can understand that. So be really gentle with yourself if that's what has happened with you. You just might be emotionally unavailable because you can't trust people. You're not going to trust people, then you can't receive. You might be worried that someone's going to try to control you, or you'll become so codependent with another and that you'll lose yourself. I mean, that's a legitimate reason. And again, when we have these fears, sometimes we've already taken to the extreme before anything has happened. I think I've heard people say, I've lost myself in a relationship. I didn't know where he ended and I started. Or I lost my career. Or I was going to do something and then felt the relationship happened and I couldn't. So you just might not be emotionally available to receive. You might have a fear of being trapped and you just can't receive. And so you're kind of neutral or maybe off-putting and you've been burned in the past. So that's going to put you in this frame of mind, you know, I don't want to depend on anyone. I don't need any help. And then you're not able to receive. You might think that you don't deserve compliments. You don't deserve a raise. You don't deserve someone lavishing you with gifts. Somewhere along the line, you got the message that you didn't matter. And that's a core negative belief that you're holding on. And you know, if you've listened a long time, I say that no matter what, you're good enough, you're worthy enough, and you're loved. Because so many of us didn't get that message. We got the exact opposite. And no matter what you do, you're good enough, you're worthy, and you're loved. Please remember that. So if you don't think you deserve, then of course you can understand why you wouldn't be open to receiving. Now, another reason, you might be worried about being taken advantage of. Talk this month because we've kind of have been doing some marathon watching about married at first sight. And it's just fascinating to me to watch people. In one particular couple, I really felt she didn't want to feel, she, one of the reasons she couldn't receive is she didn't want to feel like she would owe him anything. That's the total vibe that I got from it. Then I don't have to owe you, and then I won't be taken advantage of if I don't receive. Watching the show has reminded me of, and why I do this podcast, some of the breakthroughs that people have been incredible and learned about themselves. And a couple of the women who really, two women I'm thinking of, there are a zillion seasons and we've only watched three, have had such major breakthroughs. It was so inspiring to watch. And now they both have found love and are married, which I think is great, but they were able to be courageous and go through all their stuff. Remind yourself you're not alone. We all struggle with things, and this is something that you can change. You might not be able to stay in intimacy. So after that maybe initial feel good, that initial rush, that initial adrenaline, you kind of take a step back and then put the kibosh on receiving. Perhaps you have a fear of being rejected and that it won't last. And so you become defensive. Again, another way of pulling back, and then opt not to receive. And that emotionally handicaps you in some way. You simply might have blocks to receiving. You don't know how to deal with the compliment. That was me. What if I connect with someone and get hurt? You keep distance as a defense mechanism. I've mentioned a couple different things, but you just might have blocks that have prevented you from being able to receive. But know that you can change this. You can be open to receiving. And I have to tell you, as someone who really struggled with this most of my life, it feels really good to be able to receive. The 21-Day Declutter Your Life Challenge focuses on becoming aware of your clutter and then taking action. In this challenge to clear clutter from your life, we're focusing on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, financial, health, and relationship clutter. The challenge will run from Sunday, February 7th through Saturday, February 27th. It's free. There's also a $25 paid version where you'll get a PDF journal, a private Facebook support group, and 2 1-hour coaching calls. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Come join us. How can you learn to receive? First, accept yourself. Honor and love all of you, the good, the bad, the ugly. We all have it. No one's perfect. We all have ways we're trying to be a better human being. So accept yourself. And when you fully accept yourself, then you can say, okay, wow, I don't like this about me. All right, great. Now I know that and I can move forward to correcting that and being the best version of me. Again, back to the show, there have been a couple people who have refused to see anything and refused to take responsibility for any of their actions. And in my view, it really handicapped them. Just own it and then you can correct it. But you've got to accept that you're not perfect. You've got to accept all of you. Release shame. Shame just blocks us from seeing and honoring our true feelings. It prevents us from connecting and accepting ourselves as is. Momentarily, I mentioned accepting yourself fully. On more than one occasion, Julia Cameron wrote this great book about creativity, and the name is escaping me now. Oh, I can see the front of the book, but anyway, it was a great thing. I actually ended up writing her a letter when I was living in Los Angeles, and she wrote me back this just kind letter because I just said how much the book had, The Artist's Way, thank you, and how, and I can't remember from this book or her second book. Anyway, wrote me a really nice letter, and I just had done a lot of the exercises, and one of the exercises was apologizing to people that I feel I wronged. I believe it was from this book. And then also writing letters to people who had made a difference in my life. And I'd recommend that. I think that's a really great exercise to do. I had a friend that I was close with in junior high and then went to high school, and high school was a lot bigger. You know, we had 4 junior highs that dumped into the high school and weren't in the same classes. Anyway, I just didn't feel that I treated her right. I felt shame around that. And so I tracked her down and wrote a long letter. I said, you know, I just feel like I didn't treat you well in high school. And then our friendship changed and I want to apologize for that. Now, truthfully, she hadn't given it much thought, which was, I was happy to hear on one hand, because that's a good thing, but I had shame about that. And so that was one of the ways that I was able to release, oh, I didn't think that I treated someone too well. And so that allowed me to do that. So examine in your life how you can release shame. And I need to do an episode on that too, because I think that's for a, can talk a lot more about that. Express and feel your feelings. That helps with you getting your needs met. And it helps with accepting all of you. When you let all that go, then again, remember, everything's energy and it's still within you. And it's like when you clear your physical clutter, it's what Feng Shui talks about all the time. Clear the clutter, make space for what you desire in your life. If you're crammed up with a bunch of stuff, you can't receive. So express those feelings, get them up and out, and then that gives you the room and the space that you can to receive things. And if you ever think that might sound kind of goofy, then I encourage you. There are a couple things you can do. Go into a room that has a lot of clutter, just close your eyes, see how you feel, and then go into a space that does. Or pay attention when you're around certain people. I mean, how does it feel when you're around certain people? And then notice yourself, if you've got a lot of pent-up emotions and you release them, and how do you feel afterward? Do you feel lighter? I had a energy healing, a sound healing, where he went around amazing. One of the craziest things I've ever done. And he did half my body. And then he said, okay, feel the other side. It was night and day difference how my body felt. The one that hadn't been healed yet was heavy, like lead. The one was light. And that was just from him doing a sound healing on me. So I encourage you, player, how do you feel after you've expressed? Can you notice a difference? Release pain. We all get hurt. It's just a part of life. Like what Ginger said to me, get into the muck of light. Feel it all. Take those baby steps to trust others and build on that. Just a little bit a day. If you're not ready for, you really want romance but aren't ready, then look at a friendship and how you can take a friendship to the next level and begin to trust. You have to release that pain. Again, it's all within us if it hasn't been released. And all that makes space to allow you to receive. Examine your fears. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. Ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen if someone gave you a compliment? Oh, well, then I'll feel that I have to give them a compliment in return, and I don't know what to say, and then I'm going to get all nervous, and then I'm going to look like a big idiot, and then they're just going to walk away because I'm a bonehead. Oh, if I accept that gift, does that mean I'm obligated to do something for them? I'm trying to think, see, compliments, gifts, what else do people sometimes have a challenge in receiving? If I receive this award, then there's going to be all this pressure on me and I'm going to have to be perfect all the time, right? Probably all those are a little bit exaggerated. Ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen, and release your fear. As I mentioned a moment ago, remind yourself, you are good enough, you are worthy enough to be loved. And that means loving yourself and being open to receiving. Release expectations. If you go out on a date and expect to get married and it doesn't happen, then you're going to be hurt and disappointed. And then that will have you withdraw and close your heart a little bit and close you down to receiving. So how can you release those expectations? The more you're able to be present, the better. Remember, because you're in that present moment, you don't have expectations because you're in the moment. You're not bringing in your past and all the junk that's happened, and you're not projecting into the future. So how present can you become? Of course, self-love. How can you best love yourself? What do you need to forgive yourself? Let go of people who don't treat you well. How is your self-talk? Are you talking kindly to yourself or not? In what ways can you love yourself more? when you love yourself, that shows. That attracts people. And as you raise your vibration, you're going to call into your life more of the people that are vibing with you. And that self-love just feeds off of everything and feeling good about yourself and that you attract those people. And then when you have those moments where it's the kind of the yuckiness, you have a good support system around you to encourage you. In what little ways can you love yourself each and every day? Give love to others. When you give away what you want more of in life, it comes back to you. Because what you put out, you get in life. It just is, I don't know if someone say it's a law of nature, whatever it is. Whatever you're putting out, you're going to get back. Whatever's going on in the inside is reflected on the outside. So give away that love to others. If you struggle to receive a compliment, give compliments. One thing that I have tried to up my game in doing is when I'm out, and especially to strangers, because I know it feels really good. I remember once this popped in my head. I was trying on a dress and a stranger's like, wow, that dress looks fantastic on you. You have to get it. That made me feel really good. Someone who didn't know me, and I was able to say, thank you. I really appreciate that. So I encourage you, get out of your comfort zone, offer a compliment. And because if you offer it, again, that increases your comfort level about being able to receive it. Now, I'd like you to think for a moment, how have you prevented others from not receiving? Maybe you shame them. And again, remember, don't get caught up and shame yourself or think you're a bad person. We all stumble, we all fall down. Maybe you place unrealistic expectations on them and prevented them from receiving, because then that had them pull back. Wow, you know what? I don't want this gift from you because you've placed all these expectations that we're going to get married in this relationship. Perhaps you've projected your issues onto them. Fascinating watching this show when you can say, wow, that's a projection going on right there. Where have you done that? Maybe you didn't allow someone to express themselves. You got in a fight and they're really angry. And you're just cutting off, oh, talk about it. I'm done. We're done. We're not going to talk about it. I'm going to walk away. Be compassionate toward yourself. As you know better, you do better. Can you see how you served as a mirror for one another? So maybe you prevented someone from receiving, but that is just, can serve as a mirror. Bring it back to you. How can it support you in growing and understanding yourself better? Take actions from today's podcast. Consider how you're unable to receive in life. Recognize how not being open to receiving has created clutter. Examine why you've been unable to open up and receive. Notice when you block yourself to accepting. Love yourself exactly as you are. Release shame. Know you're good enough and worthy and loved no matter what. Practice self-love. Release expectations. Give love to others. Understand how you might be preventing other people from receiving. Be in wonderment as your heart opens. Receive. On our next episode, we're talking about the gift of being sensitive. Go out. Clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.